Our Journey to Wellness in Indian Country series continues this morning. Our guest this morning is Babette Sandman, and she's the chair of the Duluth Indigenous Commission here in Duluth. Babette, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. There is a park being proposed downtown that will give that will be given a Native name and serve to really recognize the Native community that has obviously been a part of this land long before the Europeans arrived here. Talk about a little bit about the park and where the process is. First of all, where is the park located?
It's behind Electric Fetus. It's currently called Lake Place.
Okay.
And our allies that we have suggested about 4 years ago that we come to the table and talk about naming a park. And some of us got together in the community and the Indigenous Commission, and we had a meeting, and one of our young hand drummers in our community suggested, he said, "I have a name." And before that, I had a dream that the name would make you smile. I didn't get what the name would be, but I got the dream was it would make you smile when you hear it. And we were really interested in him. Like, "You have the name. Wow." He said, "Yes, Gichiode. It's a good heart, a grand heart."
Oh, wonderful name.
It is. And immediately we all smiled, so I knew that was the name. And then later on we added a king because it refers to the place.
Wow.
So Grand Heart Place. And interestingly, the downtown area is going to be called the Heart Area, H-A-R-T. And so Greater Downtown Duluth is sort of interested in us in coming up with the Grand Heart.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, when it comes to, you know, the minute you think about a park space, maybe because we have such a wealth of art in this community, one of the first things that I start thinking about, obviously, after trees and flowers is public art. And we have such an incredible richness of Indigenous artists in the community that could make some really cool public art for a park like that.
Yes, and I'm hoping we put out a call out to artists soon once everything, you know, we have to get this approved with City Council. We have all the support we need from Fond du Lac to the Sister Cities Project. We just had some meetings with Greater Downtown Duluth. That looks really positive. We have one more meeting, and that's with the building owners of Downtown Duluth. After that, we go in front of City Council. So we're getting close.
So it's one more meeting with the downtown business owners. Now, of course, there may be things about the idea of a park that I'm not thinking of that could be complications, but doesn't it seem like the more green space that people have to go and maybe kick back on their lunch break and, you know, sit on the grass, the better it would be?
Yes. And we're hoping to have some teachings where people get to know us more. We have the ethnographic study that came from the Indigenous Commission where we can have facts for people to read. Maybe we'll have some kind of application over a phone where you can read the ethnographic study. People are very curious about us right now. They want to know all about us. So the timing is just perfect. I was saying that I'm hoping to put a call out to artists to display Gichiode King. So when you walk into that Grand Heart Place, there's this beautiful art, you know, displaying this place, Gichiode.
It sometimes seems as though Native people are almost invisible, unless, of course, something negative happens, and then it seems
yeah.
like they're visible, but in a really, you know, obviously not in a good or a positive way at all. Is this a way to make for Native folks to, in essence, sort of stand up and say hello? Been here all along. We're a part of this too.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm envisioning this great naming ceremony downtown that brings tribal leaders, all nations, you know, all the different various tribes that represented it here, and all the community in downtown business district, all of us coming together in a huge naming ceremony and starting, you know, a new beginning. The past is so oppressive, and we need to really think about our future generation and how proud of a people that we are and how proud our community should be of us, so that can trickle down to our children, and they feel that. They feel that in our schools and every institution they walk into, every store, that people sort of beam a smile at them like, yeah, you're Indigenous, you're Anishinaabe, or you're Lakota, you know, and I'm proud you're part of our community. And that's a future vision that we can start, that we are starting right now. I mean, just that we have an Indigenous commission, when you think of that, is there any other Indigenous commission in the United States? You know, I don't know if I've ever heard of one. Even that's pretty unique for Duluth, that we even have an Indigenous commission.
Do you have the sense, working with folks as you're working on the park project, that people are open to it, or are you feeling a lot of this, a lot, what you use the word oppressive, you know, are you feeling, you know, people roadblocking or being obstructionist or feeling like people are not seeing you or dealing with stereotypes or?
People are mostly excited about it, but we have had some questions, and I'm glad, you know, that's the only way we're going to get to know each other. If we sit down, have a dialogue, and really hash out, you know, the fears or the suspicions, like, you know, do you think you're going to own it now? Well, no, we're this is a Grand Heart place. This is a place for all of us. You know, we've had to sort of just ease some people's, you know, really, what are you really up to? Well, what we're up to is having Duluth be enriched with the true history of the Indigenous people always being here. You know, so that's a fact. And for us to have visibility, which is going to help our children and the future generations, so that they really feel like very proud of their ancestry. When they go to this park, hey, this is us, you know, we belong here. We've always been here.
And to offer young people the opportunity to watch the process and to see the process being met with excitement and with, for the most part, open minds and some dialogue and willingness to tackle some of the tricky conversations, by the time their generation is trying to make some of these decisions and trying to move some of these things forward, everybody will have sort of moved forward, you know, Yes. Kind of a big leap.
Yes, finally. It's taken a long time, but we are finally at this place. You know, we have good relationships going on. We're finally at this point that this is the time to do this. You know, we're hoping to also get more Ojibwe signage, you know, in this area. This is where you see more of our language, like Bemidji has, even the gas station people, I guess, are saying miigwech, you know, thank you, after a person goes to the gas station, because they've put so much signage out that people have picked up on it.
And that really surprised me when that happened, because I don't know the community firsthand, but I have a lot of friends that grew up in that area, and when I had heard Bemidji made that step, I thought, wow, that's really a courageous and a really encouraging step, because the relations between Native and non-Native peoples in that area, from my understanding, had been really pretty painful in a lot of ways.
Yes, all over the nation, the relationships have been painful. And so I think right now we're hoping for a nice, you know, for a healing. This is a healing time. You know, that's what I say when I envision that naming ceremony, that this is coming together in an attempt to heal together and be aware of the facts that we're the first people here, and to have people appreciate our history, because if you really hear our history, we're very successful people. We're very strong. We survived incredible things in the past. And to still be here and have our language and our culture is just an amazing thing. So I think people in the community, if they actually knew our true history, they would be, wow, those are upstanding people. I'm glad that they're in our community. I'm glad that we know them.
But, man, we really needed some happy, encouraging news for this kind of yuck day weather-wise on the 1st of May. And thanks so much for being the one to provide it for us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Yep, good to your day. It was Grand Heart Day.
Thank you, Babette. Babette Sandman's going to be getting an email from me, too, so that I can get the correct Ojibwe spelling of the new park's proposed name. So we're going to get the proposed name, the spelling, and the pronunciation up so that we can learn that. Hopefully a new park coming to our community soon. Journey to Wellness in Indian Country is a regular feature of every other Monday right here on 103.3 KUMD.